Hear these words from Luke chapter 2, verse 41 through 51. Each year his parents went to Jerusalem for Passover festival. When he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to their custom. After the festival was over, they were returning home, but the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents didn't know it, supposing that he was among their band of travelers. They journeyed on for a full day while looking for him among their family and friends. When they didn't find Jesus, they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple. He was sitting among the teachers, listening to them and putting questions to them. Everyone who had heard him was amazed by his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were shocked. His mother said, "Child, why have you treated me like this? Listen, your father and I have been worried. We've been looking for you." Jesus replied, "Why were you looking for me? Didn't you know it was necessary for me to be in my father's house?" But they didn't understand what he had said to them. Jesus went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them, and his mother cherished every word in her heart. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, I do not have any children of my own. I do have 12 nieces and nephews, ranging from 2 to 25 years old, and a 13th on the way in April. Just 2 weeks ago, I was at Mall of America in Minneapolis, and this place, if you've ever been there, is massive. There's an aquarium and an amusement park inside of the mall. While we were at the amusement park, we made the solid mistake of only getting one wristband for that was preloaded with all of our tickets for our rides. And as you can imagine, the 2-year-old would enjoy very different rides than the 12-year-old adrenaline junkie. At one point, while my brother-in-law and I were waiting in line for a roller coaster, the 12-year-old was sent off to my sister and the 2-year-old to get them set up on a kiddie ride. As soon as I saw my niece disappear ahead into the sea of people to pass off the wristband, I had a twinge of fear. She didn't have her cell phone on her. She was out there all alone. And around 10 minutes later, my twinge of fear turned into sweat running down my face, asking my brother-in-law if we should leave our spot in line, make sure she actually made it to my sister and my niece. Just as I was ready to abandon ship, my niece popped up and was ready to continue waiting in line with us. This was all of 15 minutes of my life, and she isn't even my kid. Now think about what it would have been like for Mary and Joseph. 3 days. Let that sink in. 3 days of not knowing where their 12-year-old son was, let alone the fact that he's also the Son of God. It would be like if you had driven from Minneapolis to Chicago only to realize you were missing one of your kids in the car. I find this story to be very relatable, to a point. A 12-year-old sneaking off, getting lost or sidetracked, something a lot of kids have done. I don't think I have a friend or family member with kiddos that hasn't misplaced them for a moment or two. So parents, if you lose your kid for a minute or two and find them hiding under a rack of clothing, just remember, Mary and Joseph lost Jesus for 3 whole days. But getting lost and ending up in a temple talking religious shop with some of the top religious leaders sounds a little more like something the Son of God would do. Also, let's be honest here. Mary and Joseph may have felt like they lost their son, but it seems Jesus made the conscious choice to not follow his family and stay at the temple. Also, in the Jewish faith during this time, being a 12-year-old was pretty darn close to being an adult. So it seems pretty poignant that even though Jesus, most likely, had been to the Passover celebration and to the temple once a year for the past 12 years, that this is the year he decides to stay and be in conversation with the religious leaders. Passover was a huge yearly gathering, so Jerusalem must have just been jam-packed with people. And here was a good Jewish couple spending money that they probably didn't have to make sure their family was at the Passover celebration, only to start the journey home, walk an entire day, to find out they needed to backtrack because their 12-year-old son is missing. I've always wondered what was going on through their heads as they frantically scurried back to search for their son. You see, it wasn't like they just hopped in a car to head home or had Jesus on one of those backpack leashes. they were walking in a large group, and in that time, youth would travel with friends or other family members, with adults at either end of the group, of them traveling together. When they would make their nightly stop, families would then meet back up with one another. Key why it took an entire day for Mary and Joseph to realize Jesus wasn't with the group. And after 3 days of searching in the masses of people to find Jesus at the temple, so engrossed in conversation and questioning, Mary, of course, was relieved, frustrated probably, very scared, and asked Jesus, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Listen, your father and I have been worried. We've been looking for you." And for Jesus to respond, "Why were you looking for me? Didn't you know that it was necessary for me to be in my father's house?" For 12-year-old Jesus to be so comfortable with himself, he knew he needed to learn and talk with the leaders of his father's house, meeting the Lord's house. Some might question, why is this story even told? Why is it in the Bible? I think it sets up nicely for us to remember that Jesus, while the Son of God, is also the son of Mary and Joseph. And Jesus toes that line even as a 12-year-old. As the scripture wraps up the story, I find it to end rather abruptly. Mary's so upset and yet relieved to find her son. And then Jesus says, "You know, peace out, religious leaders. I got to go with my parents. They're here." And they all head home, and that's it. All's good. I would love to know what the conversation was for that trip home. Mary and Joseph trying to understand why Jesus would worry them so, and Jesus trying to explain to Mary and Joseph that he is the Son of God and needs to learn and be with those in the temple, trying to make the point that he knows who he really is and what is yet to come for his life. There are two things I think we can take away from this story in Luke's gospel. First, sometimes when you know who you are, it may end up separating you from the people who are closest to you. Like when someone decides not to follow the family business and follow their passion instead. Or when someone takes a stand for others or themselves when it is those who are closest to them or those in power who are being the bigots and racists. Still, God calls us to live courageously into our calling and provides us with spiritual family to support us on the journey. The second thing that we can take away from this story is this. It's easy to ask Jesus, "Why have you treated me this way?" when we are the ones who leave him behind in the temple. As we may leave Jesus behind in the busyness of everyday life, go on without him, and when life gets tough, we ask Jesus the question while searching for him in our lives. My challenge this day and every day is to keep Jesus in our hearts always, not to leave him behind, and remain in community with those who encourage us towards our calling. And take Jesus with you when you leave the temple. Here at Highlands United Methodist, our Sunday morning worship is a great time to be in relationship and journey with one another. I hope that with the garage opening soon and starting more small groups and other opportunities that are to come, that our journey to be in relationship with each other will help us ask, "Why have you treated me this way?" a little less. May it be so. Amen.